This Career Minute is brought to you by the University of the Rockies Career Services Department, and the topic is about networking strategies for introverts. Networking is an opportunity to share information and resources, support others in your industry, and grow professionally. It is a long-term investment in your career. We all may experience some anxiety over the act of networking. It can be stressful and awkward for anyone, but even more so for introverts. Introverts recharge by spending time alone and often find high-intensity social situations draining. This Career Minute describes three main networking strategies to empower introverts to stay active and avoid burnout. 1. A professional association automatically provides a connection to many individuals in your particular industry. As a member, you may have access to a monthly or quarterly publication, association job boards, webinars, and other professional development perks. The key as an introvert is not to be a passive member. A popular low-key way to network is through volunteering to be on a committee. Joining a committee within a professional association is a passive but effective networking technique. The other members of the committee will be from various organizations, so you'll have exposure while demonstrating your knowledge and work ethic as part of a team. Other ways to network through a professional association include participating in discussion boards on their LinkedIn group page, participating in webinars, submitting articles for publication, participating in mentorship programs, becoming an instructor for a program spinoff, presenting at a conference, being a speaker at events, and hosting events sponsored by the association. 2. Planning and hosting events is a great way to control the environment in which you are expected to network. These events might include presenting at conferences where the sessions are limited to about 30 people at an hour, hosting a webinar where you set the time frame and interact virtually, and hosting a workshop where you control the time frame and number of attendees. As an introvert, you can draw comfort from setting the number of attendees, the location, and the time frame. Also, as the person who is planning the event, you are in an approachable position. 3. The most important aspect of networking as an introvert is to avoid burnout by ensuring a balanced networking schedule. To achieve this balance, you must be able to identify which activities are considered high intensity and which activities are considered low intensity. This identification will vary by person, but generally, high-intensity events entail a large number of people, a loud setting, and a general networking theme. Low-intensity events tend to entail smaller groups of people in a quiet setting with a predetermined topic. Low-intensity events may also include non-professional events such as book clubs, church groups, or crocheting groups. Once you have determined your high and low-intensity events in which you enjoy attending and want to dedicate more time to in the future, map them out on a calendar. As you map out your events, ask yourself, how much recovery time will I need after each event? Generally, 2 weeks between high-intensity events and 2 days between low-intensity events offer you a balanced schedule while still reserving time for recovery, alone time, friends, and family. Setting aside time on your calendar also gives your goals every week, which will help you maintain your networking events and relationships.